Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. My 81-year-old father-in-law has been a Union Democrat his entire life. Like many of our elderly Democrats, he is completely 100% out of touch with what Obama is doing. They support him because he is a Democrat and refuse to listen to any quantitative facts in discussing their support for the current administration. He rants and raves about how the government is too big and how the deficit is crazy, yet he turns a deaf ear to the facts of how President Obama has accumulated more debt in less than 5 years than all the presidents before him combined. I started to explain this and he threw up his arms, stormed out of the house stating that Ronald Reagan was the worst president this country has ever had and that his deficits were way worse than the Obama deficits and that President Obama is a great president. I commented that he was blinded by his party loyalty and refuses to discuss actual facts. I have a difficult time understanding how people, like my father-in-law, defend the undefendable. President George W. Bush made many mistakes during his time in office and I was very critical of his spending. His fiscal policies were crippling to the future of our great country. Obama has taken that spending and put it on steroids. If the deficit isn't managed, we will see the U.S. dollar devalued by the rest of the world when it no longer is the currency used for world trade. When that happened to Britain, their money lost 14% of its value in one day, and things only got worse after that. We are headed for the same thing. China and Russia are actively working to change the world currency away from the U.S. dollar. I believe that Obama is so arrogant he doesn't think this will happen. When it does, I wonder if Democrats, like my father-in-law, will still have their heads buried in the sand with their blind support. When you bring up all the current scandals, somehow the Democrats try to defend them as well. This is absurd. How can the leader of our country be so detached from his senior staff that he doesn't know what is going on? If Obama is unaware of these scandals, he is the most incompetent president this country has ever had. If he is aware of the cover-ups, he needs to be impeached at the very least. Fast and Furious resulted in the administration giving guns to our enemies, and these guns were used to murder U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Yes, an American citizen was gunned down with the weapon the Obama administration gave to drug dealers. The assault on the embassy in Benghazi shows a lack of leadership before, during, and after the attack that murdered four American citizens. Before the attack, the Obama administration was notified more than once by Ambassador Stevens that Al-Qaeda was increasing in strength, and he feared for the safety of the embassy. He was told by the Obama administration to make do with the resources he had. This was a decision that was made because Obama was campaigning for re-election, and his platform stated that he had defeated Al-Qaeda. The embassy should have been closed and all personnel removed with this information. During the attack, the Obama administration told military personnel to stand down. This was a cowardly, treasonous decision. After the attack, nothing has been done to capture the militants. How can anyone, Republican or Democrat, defend Obama? This has been Tom Cookman with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.